Here we go. Welcome back, everybody. Volume 20, Five Path and the Secret Language of Feelings with Weight Loss Clients, Part 4. And we're probably not going to finish up tonight either. Also, probably next week, or perhaps a week after that, we're going to have a live case presentation from one of our interns. It'll probably be Greg. And we're going to then apply what we've learned over these few weeks to specific cases. Who knows? If you guys have a particular case, you might email me about it that has to do with weight loss, and we'll talk about how that case works through this list. All right. Welcome to tonight's topic, which is a continuation of what we started a few weeks ago. As I said before, helping clients lose weight, stop smoking, are the bread and butter of most hypnotherapy practices. So we're going to get started moving on down into phase 3 of helping our clients lose weight. Before I start plowing through this phase 3, I know two or maybe even three of you have sent in email messages. Thank you so much for getting your messages into me. What I'm going to do is I'm going to save some time tonight at the end of the session to answer questions. So maybe you might have a little copy of your question out. I've kind of discovered over time that even though you took the time to send in an email question, which I appreciate very much, that instead of having me read it, the email that you sent, to just have you read it or re-ask your question just seems to work out better. So here we go. Phase 3. When phase 2 has been completed, it's time to move on to phase 3 and then phase 4. Remember to complete each session with a good segue and a couple minutes of direct suggestion. Next, we're going to get into phase 3, and I've seen the question asked on our five path email group. Why should I do forgiveness therapy when doing weight loss? Basically, this question comes, I believe, from the concern that AR and DS should have taken care of the problem. That's true, but there is more to it than that. And we're going to get into that in detail tonight. All right. Special issues to consider when doing forgiveness work. With weight loss clients and others who are indulging in too much behaviors. So as I said before, most of what we're talking about here with our weight loss clients would also be true with any of our clients that are indulging in the too much behaviors. Drinking too much, eating too much, sleeping too much, working too much, gambling too much, all that kind of stuff. Okay, so having said that, there are some very good reasons to do FOO and FOSS with your weight loss clients. Number one, anger and guilt drive the eating behavior and other distracting behaviors. Remember that any painful emotion can motivate someone to do a distracting behavior. If they've got a feeling inside them they don't like, whether they're aware of it consciously or subconsciously, somewhere in the lifetime of our client, she or he has learned to cope with the feelings through the process of distraction, as explained in the Secret Language of Feelings book. Once your client has learned to distract as a result of the emotion associated with the SPE, the symptom-producing event, they will distract in order to cope with any painful feeling. So, Let's say they started off with being fearful, okay, and age regression is wonderful at getting rid of fear. But also what happens is that, and the client may also be angry at the person who made them feel fearful in the age regression. So then phase 3, forgiveness of others, makes a lot of sense. Now, but further than that, if someone completely unrelated to the events that were uncovered in the age regression, makes them feel stressed out, angry, or they do something that makes themselves feel guilty, those feelings are painful emotions, which then can drive the individual to eat. And so it is important that we do these other phases to completely neutralize the problem. Anger and guilt are very painful feelings, and people are often unable to neutralize these feelings, these emotions from the past on their own. Even if they have been guided through all kinds of different processes meant for forgiveness of themselves or other people.